Rural Folkhouse Joe with you this morning as we come to you live from the Darren Field Days in our special little Sea Containers from Sea Containers WA. And I've been lucky enough to get Brett from Sea Containers WA, the modifications manager, in his own Sea Container with us this morning to have a little bit of a chat. Mate, how are you though?
Yeah, fantastic, Jared. Thanks for having us along today, mate. It's great to see you guys have settled in nicely.
Mate, thanks for lending us this amazing Sea Container. I can tell you right now, we are the number one spot for the heat up here because we'd be one of the few places that have a heater, I reckon. I'm sure you've probably got one over on site, do you there?
Mate, we don't. And you're going to be hard-pressed to get me out here at the end of this interview, mate. I'm telling you, it's beautiful in here.
I actually had to turn the heat down because my face was going a bit red. But it is good to be warm. Now, obviously, let's talk about the Sea Containers WA, family-owned business, based here but all over Australia, I believe New Zealand.
Correct.
You think of a Sea Container, you think it's on the back of the truck, but you don't just do that. You do mods, you do everything, you hire them out. Tell us a little bit about the business.
Yeah, absolutely, Jared. Yeah, we do everything pretty much relating to Sea Containers. So obviously, hire and sales is a big part of our sales, but also the storage, the hire. Modifications is a definite key area. So we do pretty much anything Sea Container related.
Mate, what are some of the common things you get asked to do? I reckon there'd be a few probably left of centre, but what are some of the common things to start off with?
Yeah, look, up here particularly today, we've had a lot of inquiries about little office units, insulated containers, sleep outs, granny flats. They're very popular. We do chemical storage, dangerous goods storage for fuels and chemicals, farming products. A lot of just general storage, and workshops is another one. So remote workshops, lock-up storage.
Yeah, mate, and let's go to the left of centre ones. Now, what's the weirdest thing you've ever been asked to do with a Sea Container?
Well, that's a tough one. There's been a few, but there's a few suspect buried containers that we get asked about. there's laboratories, storing cadavers for natural disasters in refrigerated Sea Containers. With the growth of the medical marijuana industry, there's a bit of growth for us there as well. So, yeah, there's a lot of strange ones, mate. But yeah, everyone wants a bar in their backyard, though.
It's a perfect night. Like even the way this is set up, you could turn this quite easily into a little bar.
Oh, absolutely, mate.
I love it. If people want to come and see us, we're just near the office. If you're sort of roaming around the outside of the oval, you can't miss us. You can see all the Rural Focus and Triple M stuff. And come and check out the Sea Container. It's just a bit of an idea of what you can do. Obviously, your site's over the other side of the oval there as well, you can fill in everyone full bottle on what's going on there.
Yeah, stand 183. We've got a whole bunch of containers on display, and there's some there that are for sale as well. So come and have a look and make us an offer. You might get a cracking deal. We've got some trucks coming up on Friday, so there's definitely good deals with transport delivery on Friday. But we've got a nice little modified unit there which shows a little bit of everything that we can do. And we've got some beautiful pictures of all the mods that we've done and all the different storage options that we can offer you. So there's a container solution for everyone out there, mate.
Perfect opportunity, and I imagine a lot of a cheaper opportunity too, to have something that you can just put basically even a pad or something down and to make it a lot easier, I would suggest, and
savor
the money. I all know that everyone loves to save a few dollars, and the Sea Container could be the way to go. Sea Containers WA, check them out at Darren Field Days. If you can't get here, seacontainerswa.com.au, all the info out there on the website. Thanks for catching up with us today, Brett.
Thanks, Jared.